HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday said that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was engaged in military activity alongside its civilian research, amid renewed scrutiny of the theory that the COVID-19 pandemic emerged from the secretive lab. He further mentioned that the Chinese lab refuses to tell what it was and also refuses to describe the nature of those activities or even allow access to the World Health Organization when it tried to get in there. China is coming under increasing pressure over a probe into the origins of the COVID-19, even as scientists are demanding more clarity to go into the roots of the global pandemic. A WHO team investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China found no evidence that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab. As a social media post of a famous hotel chain offering a vaccination package in Hyderabad's Hitak City went viral, with several political leaders pointing out the disparity in the vaccine situation of the country, the Union Health Ministry said administrative action will be taken against such hotels and private hospitals agreeing to sell the vaccines. In a letter addressed to all states and union territories, the health ministry reiterated that 4 avenues for vaccination are permitted: government COVID vaccination centers, private centers run by private hospitals, workplace vaccination centers run by either government or private hospitals, and special centers at housing societies, community centers, panchayat bhavans, schools/colleges and old age homes. All such programs being carried out in hotels need to be stopped immediately, it said. Daily COVID-19 fatalities in the national capital fell to their lowest in 48 days on Sunday, as the waning infection count continued to reflect in the city's decreasing death toll. The city also added fewer than 1,000 new infections for the second consecutive day, while the test positivity rate remained below 2%. The health bulletin issued by the state government on Sunday shows that 78 people died of the viral infection in the previous 24 hours, the fewest since April 12, when the city saw 72 people succumb to the infection, at a time when cases and deaths were surging as the capital bore the brunt of a brutal fourth wave of infections. It was also the first time in 46 days that the COVID toll dropped below 100. So far, 24,151 people in Delhi have died of COVID-19, state government records said. Over 13,100 of these deaths have been recorded in April and May alone. A slew of infrastructure projects have been proposed in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands to give major boost to tourism and business there, according to information released by the center. While these will transform the islands substantially, experts are worried that this would cause loss of biodiversity and have a negative impact on the indigenous people in the ecologically sensitive islands. Information uploaded on the Union Environment Ministry's Purvesh website suggests that multiple infrastructure projects are being considered by an expert appraisal committee and a coastal regulation zone committee. Some of these projects include luxury tents and resorts on some islands, 2 water aerodrome projects in Shaheed and Swaraj Islands, 2 major township and area development projects on the Great Nicobar Island and Little Andaman, one of which is also likely to involve the notification of a tribal reserve. All of this will involve massive land use change in the islands. India's Enforcement Directorate will argue in the High Court of Dominica that Choksi remains an Indian citizen, although he has a passport issued by Antigua and Barbuda, is in Dominica illegally, is accused of fraud and money laundering in India, with enough evidence of the same, has an Interpol red corner notice against his name, and that he should therefore be deported to India. Ed will present to the court detailed evidence of Choksi's wrongdoings, where his companies Geetanjali Gems, Giri, and Nakshatra defrauded the Punjab National Bank. Choksi's nephew Neeru Modi was his partner in this operation. While Choksi fled India for Antigua and Barbuda, Modi fled to London, where legal extradition proceedings against him are continuing, with India winning many of the initial battles.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.